Randy Alcorn, author of a new book he's just come out with called Burgers and Everything I Learned from Greg Laurie. Randy, tell us about that last book.
Well, okay, so Everything I've Learned from Greg Laurie is it's a very short book, but no, not really. I've learned a lot from you, brother. But Burgers, yeah, okay. I actually probably could write a book on burgers. I know you could.
I love burgers. Randy, so like when you order a burger, what do you get on your burger? I'm very picky about what I want on a burger. Here's my deal. I don't like there's this one restaurant I like, they put hickory sauce. I don't want hickory sauce. Mm. I want basically the burger, kind of on the rare side, lettuce, tomato, some onions, ketchup, maybe a little bit of mustard. That's it. And some fries. I don't want any of this other craziness. I don't want avocado. I don't want bacon.
Wait, you're from California.
Well, I know. But, you know, you start putting all this stuff on it, and it starts losing its burgerness. What do you like on your burger, Randy?
Well, the concept of burgerness, I don't think I've ever, you know, thought about. But I think you're right.
Because
you can bury that thing so deep in other stuff that you're kind of losing the joy of the thing itself. So I think probably, like a lot of us, I go back to my childhood, and everything, yeah. I mean, I love onions, so I go heavy on the onions. Like if I, you know, can add onions to it, I'll add onions to it. But we used to go to a burger place called D's In-N-Out when I was a kid, and there's still a D's In-N-Out in Gresham, Oregon. And we'd go to it, and they had this special sauce that they put on the burger. And to this day, they make that same special sauce. I take my grandsons there. They've become addicted to D's burgers. So that special sauce, D's sauce, is about the only thing, in addition to what you said, that I like on my burgers.
What is the sauce made out of?
I'm sure it's got it kind of has the sort of almost like a Thousand Island dressing type of thing to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So you've written so many books on the topic of heaven. Will there be hamburgers in heaven?
Well, this is interesting because will there be death on the new earth? And one would think death would be required for animal meat to be there. And I tend to think that because there was no animal death prior to human death, and it came as a result of the fall, once the curse is removed, I tend to think no death. Now, my wife, Nancy, loved the, I didn't, and I don't, but loved the, what are the imitation burgers?
Yes.
Whatever those are. She loved them. And I go, okay, well, that maybe gives me a picture of something that would genuinely taste good to all of us that we could eat on the new earth that wouldn't require the death of an animal. So
maybe a manna burger. You know?
A manna burger. That's the
or manna cotti.
Yeah, does speaking of manna, yeah. Do you remember the Keith Green song? You want to come out? About Egypt? Do you want to go back to Egypt? And he did manna this, manna this, and one of his things was manna burgers.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll see. So if we don't have them exactly as they are on Earth, I think we can be certain they'll be better in the afterlife, in the new Earth. We'll see. It'll all be good. I'm sure of it.